USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
One of Arizona's best-known politicians lost a comeback bid, and USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio narrowly lost his quest to reclaim his old job. Arpaio was sheriff from 1993 to 2017. He lost the GOP primary to department veteran and one-time aide Jerry Sheridan by just more than 6,000 votes. This is the second overall election defeat for the 88-year-old. He lost the Arizona GOP Senate primary in 2018, and a year before that he was pardoned by President Trump for his conviction for refusing to obey a judge's order in a racial profiling case. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
President Donald Trump will join world leaders as the United States takes part in global aid efforts to help the survivors of a deadly blast that rocked the Lebanese capital on Tuesday. Trump will join a conference call led by France and the United Nations to rally aid and funds in the aftermath of the colossal explosion, which killed more than 150 people. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There are major issues with some of the election ballots sent in the area around Las Vegas, Nevada, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
The Public Interest Legal Foundation found that more than one-sixth of mail-in ballots sent to voters in Nevada's largest county during the 2020 primary went to outdated addresses. The Election Integrity Group reviewed 1.3 million mail-in ballots from Nevada's Clark County sent during the June primary. It found that more than 223,000 of the ballots were sent to outdated addresses, leading the Postal Service to designate them as undeliverable. The undeliverable ballots accounted for 17% of all ballots mailed to registered voters. Nearly 75% of Nevada's total population resides in the county, which includes Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
16 people were killed and at least 100 injured when an Air India Express flight from Dubai crashed after skidding off a runway while landing in heavy rain in the South Indian state of Kerala. The plane was traveling to the city called Calcutta. It was carrying people to India after they became stranded abroad because of COVID-19. The aircraft split in two, killing 16 people. Indian Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said in a tweet, about 123 people now have been named as injured in the crash. The airline also said 190 people were on board the plane, including 10 infants, 2 pilots, and 4 cabin crew. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.